ready?
This is an interview with Mr. Roy E. Stryker, taken at his home in Montrose, Colorado on October 17, 1963. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd. Mr. Stryker, we were discussing Tugwell and the organization of the FSA Photography Project. Would you care to go into a little detail on what Tugwell had in mind with this thing?
Well, first, I think I'll have to raise a certain question about your emphasis on the word photography project. During the course of the morning, gave you a copy of my job description. Might be interesting to refer back to it before we get through.
Very well.
I was chief of the historical section in the Division of Information. My job was to collect documents and materials that might have some bearing later on the history of the Farm Security Administration. I don't want to say that photography wasn't conceived and thought of by Mr. Tugwell, because my background is, as we'll have reason to talk about later, in my work at Columbia was very heavily involved in the visual. I illustrated a book for Mr. Tugwell. I used photographs in my classes, and of course we must never forget that Tugwell was basically and primarily a descriptive economist, as well as a very good theoretical economist. But his introductory approach to economics was what you might call a descriptive approach, and I was a product of that. So, again, let me say that Tugwell, in giving me his instructions, what he thought I ought to do, did include and did recognize that photography was going to be a part of it, and which was interesting in a way, because if you read the job descriptions, I probably better go and get it and reread it, there was very little emphasis in that on the word photography or that we're going to be a photographic unit.
Well, what do you think that Mr. Tugwell had planned to use to supplement photography in this program?
Well, Chris, remember that farm security was an action program. They were going to help move people out of depressed areas. They were going to, primarily rural, it was a rural program. They were going to help people get back into a going concern situation, be able to make a living on their places, to help them straighten out their debt difficulties, to help them get better practices. So that basically he was only concerned with photography, with writing, with newspapers and magazines as a reporting to his field people, as reporting to the public. I don't honestly know how much, and I can't answer this, I don't think anybody else will ever know, how much Tugwell really conceived having to sell back to the people the thing he was doing. And that basically was the only reason inferred at least in your question was, what was he planning to use photography for? I think it is only primarily in supplying his field people with tools to make the program clear. And I suppose he had more sense of what we actually accomplished with the photograph of telling the American people about some of these lower third and their problems than I realized. But as I say, basically, his was an action program. And I must say that I think we strayed a long way from where we were supposed to start. And we did it like all things happen. Not exactly accidentally, but in spite of the well-chosen plans, or the good plans, the well-chosen words in the job descriptions and in the administrative orders. We strayed because circumstances pushed us in this direction. And what we finally did was to wind up with few documents and a lot of pictures.
Do you think the reason for this is because pictures are more potent as a communication medium than, for example, an article or?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Despite the fact that I've been involved now for all my life since Farm Security